When a pipe collapsed at Duke Energy's power plant in Eden, North Carolina in early February, it sent tons of arsenic-laced groundwater into the Dan River, coating the river bottom as far as 70 miles downstream, including the Danville area. At the Southern Environmental Law Center, attorney D.J. Gerken says such events are inevitable as long as coal ash is stored this way.
There is an inherent risk to this method of dealing with a waste that is hazardous and everything but its legal label. We can and should be doing a better job. This stuff eventually catches up with you.
The EPA plans to finalize the first ever federal regulations for disposal of coal ash by December. Coal mining and utility companies have argued for years that overly strict rules would impose unreasonable costs. Evan Jones, WLNI, WFIR News.